a Sheep Might Fly, a podcast of serialised fiction written and read by Tansy. Dead Queen Walking is the final instalment of the Castle Charming series. You can find the other stories further back in the podcast feed. I will be running a Kickstarter next year to fund a print edition of the collection, so look out for that. You can also download the Castle Charming stories, Glass Slipper Scandal, Dance Princess Dance, and Let Sleeping Princess Lie. You can buy them as ebooks, or you can download them from Patreon if you pledge for $1. Okay, Dead Queen Walking, Part 11, Dance Dance Rebellion. Kai's education had been eclectic at best, considering his foster mother was a governess. Always more interested in the children she'd been hired to teach magic, he had to remind himself, now he knew that particular secret. She never bothered him, as long as he spent most of his day on some form of what looked like academics. He learned to bury himself in spare corners of big houses, appearing to read something worthy, even when he was secretly perusing cheerful novels or week-old newspapers discarded by the family of the house. Occasionally his mother took an interest. Languages she was very firm on. Geography also, but she steered him away from history. From kings and queens, he realised in retrospect. And she made it very clear that he should have nothing whatsoever to do with even the most theoretical texts on magic. One aspect of his education that she had been weirdly insistent about was dancing. No matter which house they stayed in or how many children she had charge of, when dancing lessons came around, Kai was always included. When it first started happening, he assumed it was to have another boy along as a dance partner to make things even. Then when his mother insisted upon it even in a house with several brothers and only a single sister, he thought perhaps it was her way of letting him know discreetly that she didn't mind him dancing with people of either gender. It had never occurred to him until now that she was preparing him for this possible future, back in his rightful place as a prince of Castle Charming. Kai resented his foster mother for many things, but he could not imagine how much harder this transition would be if he was not able to lead his way through every fashionable dance of the last decade. Kai danced. He danced with Ziggy, no, with Princess Zee of Zix, who looked miserable beneath her pretty pearl cap and elegantly painted face. She flinched whenever one of the royal mothers of Zix came within her line of sight. "What's wrong?" he asked quietly. He had a feeling there was more going on here than he knew. "Is it possible," Zee said, in a whisper, "for magic to prevent secrets from being spoken aloud?" "I don't know," he admitted. "I'm still so new at all this. Camilla would..." Her words caught up to him. "Does someone have a spell on you?" She smiled sadly at him. "I'm so happy my mothers are here to see me dance with a prince." It was the least truthful thing he had ever heard her say. "Can I help?" he asked urgently. "How can I..." But Zee smiled harder, and the dance spun her away from him. Kai danced with Zed, who pulled his usual flirtatious act, pressing a little too close, holding Kai's gaze a little too long. Kai pushed away his discomfort to ask, "Is everything all right with your mothers?" "I'm glad they're here," said Zed warmly, sounding 100 times more honest than Zee had. There was no fear or wariness in his eyes. "Don't look now, but El and my Amma are halfway to planning our wedding." Kai recoiled. "Zed, you know I'm in love with someone else. That's never going to happen." "We're princes," said Zed. "I know you're new to all this, but our feelings are never taken into account once the marriage machine starts grinding. You'll save yourself a lot of heartache if you stop fighting it now." Was Zed under a spell, like Zee had hinted of herself, or had he always been this much of a dick? "I'm not going to marry you," Kai warned. "We'll see," said Prince Zeolin of Zix, not sounding bothered by the rejection. "It may interest you to know," said Princess Lorana of Farm, as she settled politely in Kaya's formal embrace, "I'm not the slightest bit interested in marrying you."
"Good to know," said Kai. "Have we met?"
"Here and there." She waved a vague hand at him. "I'm on the verge of eloping with Gawain of Geharis, if you must know. He might only have a minor title, but he's devoted to me. His family has pots of money, and there's far less danger of being assassinated by one of the ladies desperate to nab a prince."
"Excellent," said Kai. "Want to stay by my side for the rest of the evening and protect me from the horde?"
"Goodness, no." Lorana laughed cheerfully. "Poor thing, you look positively trapped." The ink tattoo on Kai's shoulder twinged and started to itch badly.
"Nope, I'm fine," said Kai. "Don't mind me. Congrats on your imminent elopement."
Elopement? Now that was an idea. He glanced past Princess Lorana's elegant shoulder to meet Dennis's steady gaze from across the room. If they ran away and got married without the Queen's permission, no one would be able to force him to be part of some royal alliance. No, wait, that was stupid, wasn't it? It was sure as hell not a great reason to get married. Besides, Kai thought, as he exchanged further pleasantries with the delightfully unthreatening Lorana, if he was going to elope, he may as well go the whole hog and keep running until he wasn't a prince anymore. Kai danced with one of the royal mothers of Zix. Her silk gown felt like stiff paper in his arms, and he was sure he felt something sharp pricking at him from one of her sleeves. "Are you Zee's mother or Zeolin's?" he asked politely.
"I'm the other one," she said, with a delicate smile that was oddly familiar. "Aunt, stepmother. When we're among outsiders, we claim each other equally."
She smelled of jasmine and bluebells. A sharp pain stabbed at Kai's head as if his mind had brushed against a thought that he should stay far away from.
"Beautiful weather for this time of year," said the lady in his arms. Her smile widened, like she was about to bite him in half.
"Is it possible," Zee had asked, "for magic to prevent secrets from being spoken aloud? What did Zee know that she wasn't telling them?"
"It's been a temperate summer so far," Kai assured his dance partner, and kept dancing.
Camilla would know. Why wasn't she here? The ink on his arm ached, as if the tattoo was new. As if it hadn't been made by magic. Kai wanted to dance with Dennis, but that wasn't possible. Not in this company, not with everyone watching him so closely. Besides, he didn't want to dance with Dennis. He wanted to drag him under the covers of the biggest bed he could find and hold him close, far away from everyone else. He couldn't do this. He couldn't. Prince. Kai danced with Queen Ella. She smiled at him for the first time in weeks, like he was finally doing what was expected of him. Or perhaps like she knew that the guests at the assembly would think it strange if she didn't pretend to enjoy her son's company.
"Chase, I think, for the Princess of Zix," she said, as if they were halfway through a conversation. "Her dash of unconventionality will suit him. Help him accept the need to settle down."
Kai stared at her. Where was the warrior who sliced her way through monsters?
"Are you talking about?"
"Well," said Queen Ella with a dip of her head as they spun slowly around the floor together, "forgive me for the presumption, but I assumed you'd prefer to be matched with her brother."
Kai stopped short, letting other couples stumble into them.
"What is wrong with you?"
Queen Ella stepped back, a familiar fiery expression taking her over just for a moment, before that icy neutrality returned. "How dare you?"
"How dare you?" he shot back. "Who do you think you are, talking about your children like we're pieces on a chessboard?"
"I am your queen," she said. "This is what queens do."
Kai was too angry to calm himself down. It was too late to be polite and smooth things over. He saw Dennis standing frozen by the wall, and for once the sight of him wasn't remotely soothing. He saw Chase and Cyrus staring as if they had not expected him to be the one to make a scene at this wretched party. "Anyone could throw parties and talk bullshit about arranged marriages," Kai snapped at Queen Ella, his mother, the fairy tale tragic figure of stories. "Is this really what you came back for? To stand there and pretend you care about the monarchy? You and me coming back to them was supposed to fix this family. And you haven't even tried." Queen Ella was pale, very pale, shaking with anger. Too late, Kai remembered that she was always armed. "I am a queen," she said, "not a miracle worker." Kai stared at her. His hands were shaking. The ink on his arm burned hot, like the tattoo was trying to scorch its way off his skin. He had no idea what he was going to say next. Luckily, he didn't have to, because that was when a giant beanstalk burst through the nearest window and slammed Queen Ella of Charming into a wall. Thanks for listening to Sheep Might Fly. You can sign up to my author newsletter for updates. Follow me on Twitter at TansyRR or at Sheep Might Fly. Find me on Facebook at TansyRR Books. And if you like this podcast, consider supporting me at Patreon, where you can receive all kinds of cool rewards, early ebooks, and exclusive stories for a small monthly pledge. See you next week.